The teacher strike made headlines across the country in publications that also once dubbed West Virginia Trump country. So just how could a state that voted so heavily for Trump organize such a widespread labor strike, a practice normally associated with Democrats? Politics here are anything but red versus blue. In fact, there may be more purple in the Mountain State than anything else. To find out more about where the teachers stand on politics, West Virginia Public Broadcasting surveyed more than 900 teachers and school employees. Roxy Todd has this story about what the teacher strike may reveal about West Virginia's political landscape.
Among the teachers and school personnel who crowded the state capitol and picketed throughout the state, there wasn't a singular unified political position. That's because the strike wasn't organized by Democrats or Republicans or even union bosses. But some in the crowds did say the experience had changed how they plan to vote in the fall.
I just switched from independent to Democrat.
Angela Nottingham is a 7th grade social studies teacher from Cabell County. She says she made the switch after watching Republicans fight against the teacher pay increases day after day. She thinks other teachers will be changing the way they vote later this year during the midterm elections.
I know that there are a lot of teachers out there that are Republican and kind of vote with their party. I think a lot of them are going to look back on who supported them. And I really do think that they and the people around them, the people that they influence, will vote for the people that helped us out.
In 2016, President Trump received nearly 70% of votes cast in West Virginia, the highest majority in the country. We have a Republican governor, and Republicans control both houses of the state legislature. And yet, more voters are registered as Democrats. Could the party gain back some ground? It's a question being asked about many red states with midterm elections around the corner. We wanted to get a sense of where we're headed. So West Virginia Public Broadcasting polled more than 900 teachers and school personnel in an anonymous online survey. Disclaimer here, this was not a scientific poll designed by statisticians, but it did give us some interesting insights. About half of the teachers we surveyed identified as Democrats, while nearly 30% say they're Republicans. A majority said they voted for Bernie Sanders as their first choice for president in 2016. Most said they plan to vote for U.S. Senator Joe Manchin and Richard Ojeda for the 3rd congressional seat in Southern West Virginia. Both candidates are Democrat. That is, West Virginia's version of a Democrat. For 80 years, Democrats in West Virginia held the majority of the state house. Most of our governors have been Democrats. But as political science professor Rob Rupp explains, the Democrats in West Virginia have traditionally been a populist party, pro-labor and socially conservative.
You have to understand that there are really three political parties in America, I say. Republican, Democrat, and West Virginia Democrat. And by that I mean you have kind of a hybrid party, a big tent, where conservatives, moderates, and liberals all joined because that was the only option for a rising politician was to be a Democrat in West Virginia.
Rupp is a professor at Wesleyan College in Buchanan, West Virginia. He spent most of his career studying what he calls West Virginia's slow-motion realignment toward the red in the state. He says the shift toward the Republican Party has been happening for a long time, but it rose to the surface about 15 years ago. President Bill Clinton was fairly popular here, but after his administration, Democrats on the national stage failed to resonate with voters in this pro-coal state.
And now they're realizing that to many West Virginia voters, the agenda of the National Democratic Party is out of touch with the state voters.
This shift didn't happen overnight. Rupp and other political scientists say one reason for the political change is the declining power of the unions. Labor has had a strong influence on politics here since the 1930s, and labor unions have typically sided with Democrats. But here's the thing. In West Virginia, Democrats are far more conservative than the national party. By some measures, they're not even technically Democrats. They're pro-coal, and they usually side with conservatives on social issues, like gay rights, abortion, and immigration.
The old Democratic Party was this big tent in which you had very conservative businessmen aligned with very liberal unionists. And people have difficulty understanding it, but the bottom line is, one, it worked. It dominated for 80 years. And two is it kind of kept politics rather centered rather than extreme, either extreme left or right.
Rupp says that now we're seeing the breakup of that hybrid big tent Democratic Party, a change that could have national implications. West Virginia may be a bellwether for rural America.
And now with the loss of power, we're seeing a struggle between should the Democratic Party turn left or should it turn right now that it suddenly finds itself in minority.
But with the recent teacher strike, some people are wondering if Labor and the Democrats could stand a chance of regaining seats in the state legislature. And what kind of Democrats could get elected? Ones that lean progressive? Or will they need to look more like the West Virginia Democrats of the past? One example of the traditional style West Virginia Democrat is State Senator Richard Ojeda. He's running for Congress in Southern West Virginia, and he says he voted for Trump, but he's been disappointed by the president's performance. He strongly supports labor and unions and was one of the loudest supporters of the teachers during the recent strike.
Our people are struggling right now. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody knows that these hallways are packed, and they're packed with people that are struggling. These people don't want to not be in the classroom. You know, we need to do what's right by these people. I don't care what anyone says concerning, it's illegal. What's illegal is how we treat our working class. That's what's wrong with this state.
If Democrats like Ojeda want to take back power in West Virginia and across Appalachia, they'll have to figure out one big question. How to bring back jobs to coal country? Former coal miner Nick Mullins is from Southwest Virginia. He says he didn't vote in the 2016 election, and he's registered as an independent. He says over the past decade, liberals have not done enough to appeal to working class voters in Appalachia.
To be frank and honest, they need to come off of their moral high horses and come back down to the level of the working class. You know, we need help. The working class needs help. We're facing longer hours. We're facing stagnant wages. People aren't enjoying life right now because they're having to work so hard and long to just have a little bit of happiness in their lives.
That's also the message from teachers and school personnel. They're facing longer hours, low pay, and high health care costs. If Democrats can convince them that they are working to improve their economic situation, as well as bringing other jobs to Appalachia, they may be able to win back some of the votes they lost in the past 15 years. But Rob Rupp says, don't hold your breath.
Old forms aren't working anymore, and no one has thought of new forms and new ideas that will be coming, but I don't see them right now.
Time will soon tell whether voters in the Mountain State will side with the left or the right when they go to the polls for the midterm elections this November. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston, West Virginia.